This is the User Adoption Podcast with your host, Henrik Dagier.
Who are you and what do you do?
So, hello. Thanks for having me. My name is Rod Gooding. I'm working at Alcatel-Lucent Enterprise. I'm responsible for customer success management.
Rod, how are you involved with user adoption?
Our company is a traditional telecom system maker. We sell enterprise communication systems, PBXs, network infrastructure. 5 years ago, we started to shift toward a new strategy, basically cloud strategy, so going cloud, changing our business model, switching from transactional to recurring and subscription revenue. So this implies to start looking at how our features, our system are actually used by end customers and end users, with the mission for me and success management team to secure and grow the recurring revenue. So adoption is key because that makes happy end users, which makes happy customer, which make renewal easy. So that's the reason why adoption is, I got involved with adoption.
Rod, what are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen with user adoption?
Well, the biggest challenge for adoption, as far as I'm concerned, was we were basically blind about how our systems and solutions were used by our end customers, knowing that we operate in a full indirect model. So we rely on business partners to integrate and maintain our systems. So we had to think and look for ways to build models, build a customer's health score to get a warning, to get better insight about which features was mostly successful and mostly valuable by our customers. So biggest challenge was to build up those early warning system, or call them customers health scores, that would provide the teams, the field operators, the information on which value the customers were getting from our solutions and our technology. Getting this information was the starting point. Then, obviously, it's how we help our customers to start the story and start using our technology, getting value out of it. So we had for this to build a model, we call that a success framework, that will basically help the customers get up to speed with the technology, setting up the right success metric at the beginning of the journey with the planned touch points. And that depends on the segments we address. It's pretty straightforward. We have high touch segments in which we directly engage with end customers and partners in order to manage their project. And we are now working hard to automate those processes in order to get those touch points through technology. So it's all starting with the data and analytics that we can extract from our connected systems, so how our system are actually used by our customers. And from those data, we feed the models and we act upon the data.
Rod, what advice would you like to share with people working on improving user adoption?
It's all about making our customers successful. That seems obvious, but it's all a journey. I mean, to get the customers to the success point, you really has to understand first the value you want to deliver. So that means in our case, it was most about we make the number, we sell the system, and we transform that into what our customers are interested in our system, what value they can get from out of them, and how we can better help them to reach that. So that means really understand our own technology and everything, every piece of information, every piece of data that you can extract from the way your customers are using the system is the key to a proper adoption. And so now we can probably say that we for the last 2 years now, we've been capable of really understand how to make our customers successful in getting the most out of our technology.
Rod, where can we learn more about user adoption and your work on the subject?
So generic user adoption. So now you got more and more sources of information about customer success management. So linked to that. So you got various public organization, customer success networks, TSIA, all those acronyms for association that deals with service that you can push to the field. So we are members of those. As far as Alcatel's and enterprise is concerned, I'll be more than happy to discuss with people interested in user adoption. I'm passionate about that. So always looking for to exchange experiences and best practices about that. So don't hesitate to reach out to me. I'll be more than happy to discuss the subject.
For more on this, visit useradoptionpodcast.com. Don't forget to please subscribe, rate, and review. And for a book about this, check out useradoptionbook.com. Tune in next week for the next episode. Thanks for listening.